Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Show. Today is December 19, 2017. I'm your host, Producer Steve. With me today is Max, and this is it for most leagues. The championship game is this weekend, and it is the season of giving. We're here to recap the Week 15 games and give you some thoughtful analysis, some sleepers, some waiver targets, and talk about the trends so we can help you capture that prize into championship week. Want to remind you guys, too, that we have the Michael Crabtree jersey. We're giving away in a raffle, so if you like the show and we've helped you out at all, please leave us a nice review wherever you listen, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. Take a screen capture of that review and email it to us with your name, sleeperwire@gmail.com, and you'll be entered into a drawing for the signed, autographed, certified Michael Crabtree jersey from pristineauction.com. We'll pick a winner after the Super Bowl. Without any further ado, let's get started. All right, Max, it's just you and me today, so I hope you're ready to talk some football. I think that's...
I am very ready.
It's pretty much what
you do. Before we dive in,
yeah.
Just before we dive in real quick, this goes out to my friend Andrew. We are meeting in a championship next week, so if you're listening, I'm going to need you to go ahead and just shut this off. Just a quick shout out. Just going to ask you, as a friend to friend, just go ahead and close out of your podcast app. And, you know, listen to us next week.
Yeah. We'll do a show next week. We got award show coming up. We got, you know, best of clip show coming up. You can listen to all that, Andrew. But for a conflict of interest sake, Max
exactly.
is...
Exactly. Conflict of interest.
Yeah. Max is not going to give all our listeners bad advice just to beat you. So it's in your best taste to tune out now. Thank you, though, for tuning in. All right. Let's start with the Broncos and the Colts. The Colts came in off of just 3 days rest after shoveling snow in Buffalo. And I think it showed in the energy of this game, especially in the second half. I don't think anyone was playing any of the Colts besides Jack Doyle this week. But looking ahead to Baltimore, do you see the same kind of situation for the Colts skills players, Max? You're looking at Gore, Hilton, Brissett. Anybody outside of Jack Doyle you trust?
I don't even know if I'd start Jack Doyle.
Really?
The Ravens defense this past week actually seemed better than the Broncos as a whole. Unfortunately, I've said it many times in the show, the Colts aren't a good team.
Mm-mm.
And they have so much money tied up in a few players that it's the kind of team where, I've said it before, I'll say it again, they kind of need to tear it all down.
Andrew Luck, I heard, just came back from seeing some specialists in Europe. No other news, but it's the Colts don't typically tell us a lot.
Well, they're debating on another surgery.
Yeah, it's...
This dude's getting so much money to not play, and I like Andrew Luck. I like him a lot, and he could fetch a pretty penny on the open market if the Colts just trade him, which I know sounds like blasphemy, but you need more than a few pieces to make your team good.
Well, is that the only way to get out of this for them, is to trade him?
No, it's not.
What's holding them back?
What's holding them back is maybe a GM change, coaching change. They need to do what I always jokingly say about the Browns. Just go into the draft and only draft O-linemen. That's it. Just draft O-linemen.
Just start.
First five picks, O-linemen.
Yep.
Because their O-line is terrible. Like, Seattle's is horrible. And Seattle's is riddled with injuries. Colts are too. But the Colts, even their starters are bad.
If they had a better O-line, do you think these guys would actually be decent, even without Andrew Luck playing this year? Like, hypothetically, if they had a good O-line?
They'd have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Their only reason they're keeping these games alive or even close is because Jacoby Brissett is an athlete, and he can move around in the pocket. He's quick. He's fast. Like, he has a rushing touchdown this week. He didn't throw that. He doesn't have time to establish any sort of real passing game. When Jack Doyle, who is talented, is your, like, number one receiver, it's because you're using your checkdowns way too much. And that, unfortunately, is kind of how Andrew Luck had to play the game, too. Andrew Luck is an amazing quarterback, but they need a complete O-line, and they need a better secondary. But I think if Andrew Luck comes back this year, or next year, rather, and that's what the direction they want to go with Andrew Luck, that's fine. You have okay receivers. You have two okay running backs. Get an O-line established. Then worry about your defense.
Well, if they go that
drop
way,
some cash in your O-line.
Yeah, if they go that way and they don't upgrade that offensive line, I'll tell you what, I'm staying away from this team in drafting next season because it's not going to get better before, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Exactly. And the fact that, like, I said this before, I know, like, I say this crap all the time about offensive lines. Tony Romo was a joke. Oh, threw a pick, Tony Romo. Guess what? Tony Romo got the best line in the NFL, and what happened? Tony Romo was a great quarterback who just always got injured. That was the new joke. But Tony Romo, like, he needed the Cowboys to establish an O-line for him, and they finally did, and the Cowboys looked really good. Andrew Luck is way better than Tony Romo.
Let's talk about the Broncos real quick, because Simeon got knocked out of this game. Brock Osweiler came in, actually played some inspired football. No one started him, but he got three touchdowns. Regardless, I'm not sure. I don't think they're sure who's going to start at quarterback next week. But we saw decently productive games in PPR for Thomas and Sanders, and a pretty good game for C.J. Anderson. Now, the Broncos go to the Redskins next week. Do you like these guys a little bit more? Are you starting any of them? I'm feeling okay about starting C.J. Anderson, but I'm not expecting a lot.
I mean, I'd be okay with starting basically everyone. The Redskins are a good defense, and it really depends on who's starting quarterback. I feel like the Broncos right now are trying to pick who's their best, and they might roll with Osweiler again, and if Osweiler has another good show, that in their mind, he's going to be the starting quarterback going into next season.
Right.
Or they might take the other route and start Paxton Lynch to see what they got with him. They kind of know what they have with Trevor Siemian. He's a middle-range quarterback. Ozzy, I think, is terrible, but he showed a flash this week. He looked good. Keep in mind, he did throw for less than 200 yards. So their season's done. They might just be trying to figure out what's going to go on, what's going to work. Demaryius, I might stay away from, just because they might not use him that much. Save him for the future. Sanders, I don't think his tenure is very long there, so I'd use him. And, yeah, it'd be cool, C.J. Anderson as well. But keep an eye on the quarterback. If it's Paxton Lynch, I wouldn't start anyone besides C.J. Anderson.
Yeah, I think those guys all fall into the flex category coming up in the championship game, and I think you're right. Look at the quarterback, see what's going on. And don't forget, it was against the Colts, so don't get too crazy with one good game from this team. The Lions and the Bears, this was a must-win for the Lions, and the Bears sort of just self-destructed. They had a ton of penalties, really bad coaching. I want to know about Eric Ebron. He's been on a bit of a hot streak lately. And I know you hate him, but in terms of fantasy potential, or we should say fantasy production, he's been getting it done in the tight end category where other guys aren't. Like Jimmy Graham got you just two horrible weeks. Is Ebron somebody you might grab on the waivers if you need a tight end to fill in for the final game?
If you have Jimmy Graham, who did they play the last 2 weeks? They played the Jags and they played the Rams, if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I'm not worried about Jimmy Graham next week.
All right. But are you at all looking
no,
at
No, I hate Eric Ebron.
I know you hate him, but I said in terms of fantasy points.
For streaming, like he's fine. But, I mean, I was talking up Kroft because I like Kroft. Bengals use Kroft a lot. And guess what? He's been falling off.
Yep.
Ebron, I still would trust Kroft over Ebron because Ebron has years and seasons of history of not being a productive tight end. And I'm sorry, 2 weeks out of 4 years in the NFL aren't going to change my opinion on him.
All right.
Especially against the Bears, who, honestly, like you said, horrible coaching. They looked confused. They're a young team. They just weren't covering Ebron.
I see it as a trend that you might be able to take advantage of next week against the Bengals.
I'm not risking it in the championship.
I get it. If I'm stuck, though, I might look at him. I might really
if you have Hunter Henry with the lacerated spleen and you're desperate, maybe take a look at him.
Yeah. Okay.
But be weary.
I know. I agree. Amir Abdullah was active. A little concerning. He didn't really play a lot in this game. I'm still feeling that they're moving on from him in the offseason here. That's just how I feel. I think it's coming. So if you're a dynasty owner with Amir Abdullah, you might look at that. Other than that, I think you're starting all your Lions that you know of next week against the Bengals, a team that is just demoralized, I believe. Chicago, however, this is a little concerning for Jordan Howard. Okay, so only 37 yards on the ground, only 26 yards of four catches. We expected a decent game. This was not a good game for fantasy championship semifinal for Jordan Howard. They go against the Browns next week. Can he bounce back, or is coaching and play calling killing this team?
A little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll. I do think coaching and play calling is killing the team, but it's the Browns. So I think he'll be fine.
All right. If you made it through, Jordan Howard's one of those guys, like you say, you can't start him.
Like, but you can't not.
Yeah, but sometimes it's scary. I don't know if there's anybody.
Well, I mean, like, if you have Theo Riddick and it's a PPR league, I'd start Theo.
Over Howard. Okay.
If you have Lamar Miller, I'd take a look at Lamar Miller. If you have Amir Abdullah, yeah, I'd start Howard over Abdullah.
Chicago defense next week against the Browns.
No.
No?
The Browns have actually showed enough that makes me think they could be a legit team. And, like, if they get a quarterback in a – honestly, their defense isn't even that terrible. They're just young. But if they can get a quarterback and a good offensive coordinator, the Browns could be a decent little team.
So this possibly could be the game that the Browns win. If they win a game, this might be it coming up next week. All right, the Chiefs and the Chargers. We didn't expect the Chargers to play this poorly, I don't think. I thought we figured this would be a slightly closer game. But it looked like when linebacker Denzel Perryman went out for the Chargers, the Chiefs did what they should have done in terms of coaching, which is just run the ball. So Kareem Hunt did what he had to do.
It was beautiful.
Unbelievable game. Only eclipsed by Todd Gurley, who we'll talk about later. And Alex Smith was aggressive Alex Smith. So we liked what we saw out of him. Good completion percentage, couple touchdowns. Kelsey, the only one that didn't really get involved. But again, this Chiefs team is like you start the big three, and Alex Smith is a safe floor. This coming up against the Dolphins, the only guy we really would question would be, do you start Alex Smith against the Dolphins?
Yeah. You're rolling out everyone against the Dolphins.
The Chargers, however, are now in a bit of a desperation position. They need to win out, have a couple things fall their way to get into the playoffs. And I think Phillip Rivers needs to do something a little more constructive than just yelling at his receivers on the sideline, because they didn't do much. I know Keenan Allen got hurt and left the game, was on pace for a decent day. Benjamin and Williams didn't look good at all this week, and I don't think it was because of the Chiefs' defense. It looked like they didn't have their heads in the game. What did you see?
I see a guy who has anger issues, clearly, and Phillip Rivers does. He's a hothead. He's probably the best guy you could possibly be around when you're winning, but when you're losing, he's miserable. And Benjamin and Williams don't have the rapport that Keenan Allen has with him and Hunter Henry has with him. So when things aren't going his way and he freaks out on them, they probably just shut him off. They just don't care anymore.
Yeah, they get shook. They're like, well, not gonna play hard for this guy who's screaming at me.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where everyone's had a boss like that. A boss who's an ass, who yells at you, and you're like, dude, I'm not gonna give you my all. Like,
right. You just go
I'll
check
do what
your
I can.
Email. You play on your phone for the rest of the day when he's not looking.
Exactly. It's kind of like, yeah, I'm going to go out here and do my job, but at the same time, I'm not going to risk hurting myself for you because you're acting like a child. Mm. And he acted like a child.
This is another one of those teams I think you start your big three. Well, maybe now to big two, because Hunter Henry has a lacerated kidney. I don't think he'll be playing next week. And Perryman, the linebacker we talked about earlier, will be out. So that might be a little uptick for the Jets run game. I'm not sure. Keenan Allen should be okay and playing. So I guess it's Gordon Allen. Rivers against the Jets, I like. Maybe Antonio Gates.
I would take Gates over Ebron.
I think I might too, actually.
There's a history there.
Yeah. And he does catch touchdowns. That's really all he does.
That's all he does. All he does is catch touchdowns.
Yeah. That's an interesting one. It's a little risky, but you might look at it. I like the defense. It's the Chargers defense against the Jets and Bryce Petty. I like that as well for this week. You feel good about that?
Yeah. Bryce Petty's not good. If Matt Forte's up for it, that can make you pay a little bit, but he's not Matt Forte. He used to be, so he's not going to carry a team.
The Bills beat the Dolphins 24-16. The Bills need to beat the Patriots this week to have a chance at the playoffs, and it's basically McCoy and Taylor. That's it. Charles Clay got involved a little bit this week. Can you trust these three against the Patriots as they travel to play them on the Patriots' home turf next week?
I mean, McCoy and Tyrod, it's going to be tough to trust Tyrod. McCoy, you can trust McCoy every single week. But Tyrod's going to get it done. He's not going to win. Don't get me wrong. I don't think the Bills will win this game. But I do think Tyrod will be fine because of the ground game. I think he'll run a lot. So if Tyrod goes, I don't know, like let's say 17 for like 30 on passing for like 190 yards and a score, he'll probably rush for 50 and get a score. So it won't be a terrible game, but it won't be a great game. But LeSean McCoy should be perfectly fine.
Okay. I think people are going to look at maybe picking up the Bills defense because they played well from terms of fantasy perspective this week. And Tom Brady hasn't been throwing a lot of touchdowns lately. But I think this might be a little unwise because they did play against Cutler and he did not play well at all. I think Tom Brady at home is light years ahead of Jay Cutler throwing three interceptions. You agree with that? Bills defense, not a good play this week?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't start him against the Patriots. They're red hot. The run game will come out there and start smashing.
All righty. And the Dolphins, we got sound clip. I know the joke has been done to death. I want to feel like we did it first, but maybe we didn't. I don't know.
I don't even like Drake.
You don't like the Drake?
I hate the Drake.
I love the Drake.
How could you not like the Drake?
Who's the Drake?
Who's the Drake?
The Drake is good. Oh.
The Drake is good. The Drake just put up another good game. Can he continue? Next week, for the Dolphins, is this guy a must-start for your championship game?
At this point, kind of, yeah. He's getting a lot of work. If you're in PPR, he's going to be great for you. He's so shifty. I didn't buy it at first. When I first saw it, I was kind of like, eh, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
You were George Costanza in that case. Yeah.
Well, I was because I've seen so many running backs from Miami just get blown off. Running backs that I think are better than Drake, that I know are better than Drake, just get pushed aside and blown off. But Drake's getting the work because he's the only guy there now. And I guess that's what a running back needed in Miami to be successful. They needed to literally be the only running back.
Right. This process of elimination. So there's one guy left. So
yeah, you get rid of, cut one, trade one. One gets hurt, you're the last guy left. You're going to get all the work. And when you get all the work, yeah, you start your starters.
I'm not trying to brag here, but I started Drake over AJ Green this week. Because
good call.
Because I know it sounds absolutely crazy and I wouldn't have recommended anybody do it, but when I heard the news that Marvin Lewis is not going to be with the team next year and I've been watching the Bengals play like they have no heart and the matchup, I said I need the safe floor of a running back rather than the up and down potential of a wide receiver on a really crappy team. And I would probably be okay doing that again this week with Drake. I know they face the Bills. But there might be a guy who I feel like, you know, maybe on the Texans, maybe on the Bengals, maybe on another team that just seems to have given up and doesn't care anymore, who I'd play because this guy seems to be playing with heart and he wants to play and he wants to show what he's got. So out of the Miami team, it's Landry and Drake are the only guys I really feel comfortable with next week.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Eagles, Giants. Giants put up a fight in this game, and well, it just wasn't enough because Nick Foles apparently proved that in a great offense he can be great for fantasy. He actually looked really good. I'm sure you watched this game. You're an Eagles fan for, you know, part time. Did you like what you saw out of Nick Foles in this game?
See, I have a friend who's actually our Twitter man, John. He runs our social media. He was worried about Nick Foles, and then we talked about it, and I was like, Nick Foles actually was good before he got traded to a terrible team. And he's like, yeah, I'm like, he's coming back to the offense. You know, he could kind of slide right back into being a decent quarterback for the Eagles again. And that's exactly what he did. He looked great. If the Eagles lost this game, it would not have been because of Nick Foles.
No, not at all.
It would have been because Eli Manning actually played really well. That being said, I'm actually considering starting Nick Foles next week. I have Aaron Rodgers, Case Keenum, and Nick Foles on my bench. And I'm thinking about starting Nick Foles over Aaron Rodgers and Case Keenum, because I don't think Aaron's fully healthy, and I think Minnesota's going to beat the crap out of Green Bay, and Case Keenum's not going to get that many points.
I'm almost in the exact same situation, two-quarterback league. I picked up Foles last week. I picked up Rodgers the week before, and I had Derek Carr. I lost Wentz.
Do the same thing.
So I got Carr, Rodgers, and Foles, and I'll probably roll Foles and Carr this week.
Well, you have Minnesota's defense, which is unbelievable. It is. You have Oakland going against Philly's defense, which is fantastic. And then you have Nick Foles going against Oakland's defense, which is a joke. So the smart move would be to go for Foles.
Yeah, and we're not even sure if Aaron Rodgers is going to play anymore. Eli Manning, like Max said, played really well. Sterling Shepard played well. Against the Cardinals next week, do you trust Manning, Shepard, Evan Ingram, the main guys?
Kind of. He looked really good, Eli. So, I mean, I'd start Shepard. Ingram, I'd start again. It'd be really tough between Orleans Darkwa and Gallman, but Darkwa looks like he's the guy for at least goal line work. And he's kind of their first choice for running back, too. I feel like they like him more. But I'd go Shepard and Ingram. King is too risky.
Yeah.
Too risky.
Yeah, I agree. They all be hard starts for me just because, the Cardinals are officially out of the playoffs, but they haven't really let up playing hard. So they're not a rollover team. They're not a rollover defense by any means. And traveling for the Giants, I don't know. I'd be a little hesitant to start any Giants, especially the running backs, but we'll see about that. The Saints defeated the Jets. I think the Saints could have lost this game. They had a couple red zone fumbles, touchdowns called back, interceptions, mistakes. But this team is good. They managed to get it done. I put a note in here that is, I thought it was kind of funny. The Jets started two nose tackles in their defense to try to stop the run game, and that didn't work at all. they still rushed.
Like the Jets are a team that I'm supposed to not like being from New England. Like, I'm from Mass. I'm supposed to not like the Jets. I want them to be good so bad. Like, I feel bad for them. I kind of feel like I felt bad for the Browns for a long time, but they won't get out of their own way. It's like with the Jets, I genuinely, especially after his like press conference, I hope they re-sign McCown and they have him mentor these two young quarterbacks, because that's a veteran who isn't great but gets the job done. He can teach these guys a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. And the Jets, I feel like, aren't many pieces away. Their O-line really isn't that bad. They should never have gotten rid of Chris Ivory, but I think he wanted starter money from them. And I feel like they get a decent running back, not a first-round pick, but decent running back, rebolster their defense, and they'll be a fine team. They're one of those. They're a team that's actually trying, and that's why I like them.
Okay. They got people are going to be concerned about Robbie Anderson, because while we mentioned on both shows last week that Bryce Petty will throw a lot of targets, he got 12 this week. No chemistry there yet, at least. Only 5 catches for 40 yards against the Chargers, which are typically, you know, somewhat tough defense against the pass. Can Robbie Anderson be trusted as, I think it's going to be a flex, if anything, can he be trusted in your fantasy championship?
Flex PPR, that's about it. And I mean, even then, I wouldn't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. There's, man, I'd rather put in like Goodwin if I had him.
If I had Goodwin, I'd honestly start Goodwin over him.
I might, I might start Mike Wallace over him.
That's a tough Colts one. Because Mike Wallace can have those big days.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where we genuinely need, if someone has this question with Robbie Anderson, email us, sleeperwire@gmail.com, yes. Go to our website, sleeperwire.com. Let us know what's on your wire and like what's on your bench. Because that's the best. This is one of those things where like I have to see it in front of me to tell you what I think. Because Robbie Anderson is like when I was talking to Nick, a home run kind of guy. Right now, he's not going to be consistent, but there's that chance that he's going to have a great game because he's extremely talented. But if you have a good one, I'd probably start a good one. But if you're going to throw in like Mohamed Sanu,
I might
consider starting Robbie Anderson over him.
I'd play Sanu over him. What about Eric Decker?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of like if this is, when I say home run, I mean like you're projected to lose next week by like 15 points.
All right.
I would think the home run would be with Anderson over Sanu, even though Sanu against New Orleans, I'd probably still start Sanu. Like I said, it's one of those things where like I'd have to see what you have and go from there.
Panthers beat the Packers. This was Aaron Rodgers coming back. People were on the fence. Do I start him? Do I not start him? Fantasy-wise, he was great, but not NFL great to win the game. So we don't even know if they're going to play him next week, as we said. Max, you already kind of mentioned you're not going to play him next week against the Vikings. I think a lot of people are scared of that matchup as well. Here's the problem. He's not going to have Adams, unlikely to play next week. So it's Cobb, who had a good game, and Nelson. They didn't use Aaron Jones much. So is Richard Rodgers a potential waiver target for tight end?
You got to start Jordy.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Randall Cobb, you have to start. Like, you kind of just have to. That being said, Jordy Nelson's Aaron Rodgers guy. He hasn't been used at all lately, but I don't see that kind of being the norm with Aaron Rodgers back.
Where would you put Aaron Rodgers at the top of your head in terms of, like, would you put him in the top 10 next week or outside of the top 10 if he plays?
Has there been a top 10 quarterback against Minnesota all season? New Orleans, they held him to 19. They held Pitt to 9. So they let up 30 points against Washington, 23 against Detroit, 24. I wouldn't start him. He's not going to be top 10. They've only let up over 20 points 3 times this year.
Wow, impressive. Very impressive.
That's it.
I just got an alert, too. The Packers are re-signing quarterback Joe Callahan, what a great football name, to the roster. He was released on Saturday to make room for Rodgers off the IR. It could mean the Packers are considering shutting down Rodgers if they're out of playoff, which could happen if the Falcons win tonight. So
they should shut down Davante Adams, even if they make the playoffs. He's had
too
many major concussions.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, it's like, think about this person's health.
Well, it's two already this year. So
yeah, and it sucks, too, because it's like, why is it always him? Like, why?
All right, so we're not hot on Rodgers next week if he plays. Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, who you like, either or not so much next week?
Jamal Williams still, he's more, in my eyes, more of the receiving back. And I feel like that'll be utilized more. I don't like Aaron Jones now. I did like him at first, but I don't like the fact that it's like, this dude's earned his spot. Give him his spot. Stop trying to make Jones a thing.
Well,
yeah,
I'd
roll with Williams
next week. If they're out of playoff contention, I mean, you look at this Monday night game and see what happens. It's going to be a mail sack question, I think. If they're out of playoff contention, you may see them really work out the running backs to see what they got. So both guys
Williams still got more carries last week.
Oh, yeah.
Williams is also very young, and he's been more impressive with what he's doing. So I think that's the guy who's going to be their future.
All right. I like the confidence. On the Panthers side, Greg Olsen came back and decided to be Greg Olsen again.
It was so nice to see.
That was nice, a good start for him, if you were patient. Cam Newton had a great game. Devin Funch just kind of disappeared, and we saw the emergence of a guy named Bird with 2 touchdowns on 3 catches for 25 yards. So I don't think he's a waiver wire ad, but do you think that Funches can come back next week against the Bucks? Because he's a guy people have been starting every week.
Yeah, I mean, if he's healthy, he's good to go. You got to start him.
I agree. McCaffrey, Stewart, obviously McCaffrey had a better game than Stewart, and Stewart just kind of fell off again. So don't start Jonathan Stewart. I know he had a couple good games, but it's not worth the risk in a championship game.
You can only start McCaffrey in PPR, in my personal opinion. Like, Stewart, you can't start because you have no idea what they're going to do.
That's true. I mean, he got 11 carries.
It's when they had Williams again.
I mean, even in a standard, I might start McCaffrey as a flex. He wouldn't be one of my starting running backs, but I'd feel okay about him as a flex because he can score. I think he can score.
Yeah.
The Ravens defeated the Browns 27-10. Kaiser is going to be starting next week. Not a good game for him. Josh Gordon, not a good game for him, even though he got 11 targets, which is nice. They play the Bears next week. Do you see any of these Browns players that you see, like, really blowing up against the Bears?
Josh Gordon, obviously. Duke Johnson, I think, will have another good game. And I think Isaiah Crowell will be fine. Corey Coleman could do well, too. I think the Browns, this could be the game they win.
All right. I agree. I'll be starting Josh Gordon as a flex next week over some guys who I have some question marks about. I think he's got a really good matchup and a good potential. I mean, he's getting a ton of targets.
He had 11.
Yeah. If he can just put, if Kaiser could just put the ball in the numbers, Josh Gordon could have a very nice day for your championship. And wouldn't you look smart picking him up after you listen to Sleepwire all year talking about how great he's going to be when he comes back? He is so great. Joe Flacco, let's see. This week, the Ravens go to the Colts. I already said I like Wallace this week. I'm a little concerned. People are going to be really concerned about Alex Collins and Buck Allen. They split carries this week. And
Buck Allen's a really good running back,
yeah.
But I think Harbaugh just likes Collins. He likes that explosiveness, so I'd still roll with Collins, especially in PPR.
You trust him against Colts next week?
I trust almost anyone against the Colts.
All right. Well, Macklin will be out. I think Watson's got a good potential to have a good game again. So that's really it. Wallace, Watson, and you say Collins. I'm a little concerned about Collins and Allen split, but yeah.
He'd be against, more of a flex than an RB2, definitely, but yeah. I still like him.
Yeah, but against the Colts, you got to roll him out there for a championship game. Jaguars, Texans, this was, I don't know, dude. I think Houston just has given up. I mean, I know they started TJ Yates and injuries and everything. Hopkins is the only guy that I mentioned you can start next week against the Steelers. You talked about Lamar Miller. Would you roll him out there against the Steelers in a championship game?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on who you have. If you had Jay Ajayi or Lamar Miller, I'd probably roll with Lamar Miller. If you had Lamar Miller or Drake. It really depends on what you're showing me you have.
What about, like,
so this is another one of those email us because or mail sack because this is a would you rather kind of question. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think it falls between like Carlos Hyde, Lamar Miller, maybe Gio Bernard, like in that world.
I put a Hyde and Miller over Gio.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
Yeah, I think Houston just played the arguably best defense, maybe not even arguably, in the NFL. Alfred Blue had more work, but Alfred Blue is kind of just a tank. He just runs straight, where Miller's the finesse guy, and there was no finessing.
On the Jaguars side, though, Fournette out, which is good for his health. I mean, they want to save him up. They're in the playoffs now, so they got to get him healthy. Ivory didn't do much, but Keelan Cole had a hell of a game. Is this some guy I should look at on the waiver wire right now? Because Marquise Lee is likely to miss the next game. Dede Westbrook wasn't involved here. Keelan Cole looks like to be the guy that would be the target next week for Bortles, who's been playing well.
Yeah, I'd roll with him. Bortles is looking better. I mean, I don't like Blake Bortles.
I don't either.
Necessarily, but he is looking better. So this guy seems to be the next guy up. And that's kind of how the Jags are. Someone gets hurt, and there's someone right behind him who's almost just as good.
But yeah, against the 49ers, I'm actually liking Blake Bortles. In a two-quarterback league, I'd feel real good about starting him next week. Keelan Cole, I don't know if I'd start him, but at this point, if you pick him up, you kind of have to, right? It's like you don't point a gun at somebody unless you intend on shooting him. So, I don't know, man.
Kind of dark.
That's going to be a question, though, because he was hot this week.
It is.
And Westbrook, yeah, who had looked good, didn't look good this week, and it's going to be a flex thing. I don't know. We're going to have to really look at this and talk about it on the mail sack. But Bortles, for sure, I would, you know, quarterback question, I'd pick him up. I would actually start him this week, I think.
Would you start him over Nick Foles?
I don't think so. I think Foles is in a better team, just more reliable weapons. But it'd be close. I might start him. You know, I would probably start him over Mariota.
Mariota hasn't been good this year, and he's going against the Rams.
He's been
extremely okay enough.
Yeah, that's about where Bortles falls for me, I think.
Yeah, but Mariota is like the definition is like, yeah, I'm okay. Like the number one most okayest quarterback in the NFL.
Let's talk about the Vikings and the Bengals. We kind of mentioned before, the Bengals just look like they've given up with Marvin Lewis already saying he's not going to return as head coach. I think they're done for the season. I am not feeling confident about AJ Green next week against the Lions, who need to win and actually want to play. Man, can you trust any Bengals in week 16 for a championship? I know you're going to say AJ Green, you got to start him, but do you really have to?
I'm not starting AJ Green next week.
Nor am I.
It depends on who you have.
Well, yes, but if you have options.
I would need to know your options.
Yeah. But the point is we're saying that you don't have to. This is one of those guys like Mike Evans, where all season you hear us say you have to start him, but at this point in the season, with the state of that team, and same with the Buccaneers, with the state of that team, it's okay not to start some of these guys if you have better options, because you need to win this week so you can take it a championship home and tell all your friends about it. The Vikings on the other side, boy, I don't think there's any question about anybody on this team. If you got them, you start them, right?
Yep.
Okay. Enough of that. Redskins and Cardinals, the Redskins won. The defense was the key to this game because the Cardinals actually held the ball for over 36 minutes. So what did you see in this game? I know you're a Crowder fan. He had a decent game. Are you starting any Washington guys next week against the Broncos? Who do you feel good about?
Breaking news. I'm sorry. Peyton Barber is going to start for the Buccaneers.
Well,
I think that was a very smart move. Guys, we record these on Monday nights. We say this all the time. We're recording it before the Monday night game. If Peyton Barber is on the wire, grab him. If he does well tonight, I like him a lot. Besides Jamison Crowder, Kirk Cousins, P. Ryan's not looking that good.
No.
I mean, he could go off, but I can't trust that.
I agree. Yeah, that's about it for the Redskins. Let's see, on the Cardinals side, they're moving to Drew Stanton to start week 16. I don't think that's good for anybody, but they do play the Giants, and I think you can still start Larry Fitzgerald in a PPR only.
Yep.
Kerwin Williams, 17 carries this week. You still start him next week? I think you have to. If you have him as a flex, he's a good start,
Against the Giants, yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's it for the Cardinals. And maybe that defense. Maybe. If you're like...
I don't know.
If you're bottom of the barrel, like if there's nobody available, like if it's Browns, Titans, Raiders...
I take the Browns.
Giants.
I take the Browns defense.
Really? Okay. All right. That's interesting. I think I'd start the Cardinals next week.
Well, I mean, the Giants just looked really good against the Eagles, who have a very good defense.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Which makes me think they could do it at any moment.
I couldn't figure out why. I don't know what happened.
I don't know if, like, Eli was like, oh, hey, by the way, you're probably getting cut. But, like, and he was like, no, I'm not. Sling, 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 sling.
Can they do it again, though? That's the question. I don't know if they can do it again.
These are veteran quarterbacks. It's like when people are shocked that Fitzpatrick did well, they're shocked that McCown did well. It's like, yeah, these guys aren't the best, but at the same time, they are veteran quarterbacks. They know what to do. We've seen Blaine Gabbert look good. We've seen Brian Hoyer, before he got hurt, was playing pretty well. They've seen it all. And Eli, in some people's eyes, not necessarily mine, is a higher-end QB. Couldn't tell you why, but is a higher-end QB. He could do it again. The Cardinals' defense is very burnable.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about a high-end quarterback for the Seahawks. I'm just going to let you go off on this game.
I don't want to talk about it.
Just tell me what happened in this game.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know, but it's good. Get it out, dude. It's therapy. You got to sit on the couch.
The Rams came in. The Rams and Seahawks are always a really rough game. Even when the Rams are bad, they just always have each other's numbers. They're the most successful defense against Russell Wilson for his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Rams got up quick, the defense tried to rally around it. But they're missing too much. The Seahawks are a team that I don't even know if they can make the playoffs next week, but if they do, they're not going anywhere. And it sucks to say because it's Seattle Seahawks. They're great. They're not. They're missing, I think it's four O-linemen now. Sherman, Chancellor, like they're just beat up.
Yeah.
They're a beat up team who is done well this year for realistically how beat up they've been. But the Rams are a top three team in the NFL right now. Maybe the number two team or number one, depending on how you view Minnesota, the Patriots, the Steelers. Like, I didn't expect the beating to be this bad, but I expected the Seahawks to lose.
Do you expect the Rams to continue this kind of domination next week at the Titans? I mean, you're not going to see Gurley have another game like this, but, I mean...
He could. The Titans aren't good. The Titans are a weird team because... They do okay, but there's no one on there that ever impresses me.
That's another team that I think if they make the playoffs, they won't go anywhere. They have no business having this many wins this year. Just no business.
Well, that's the thing. It's like the Seahawks did well this year, but for no real reason other than like Russell Wilson would throw a cape on every once in a while and play his ass off.
Yeah.
It was like when Green Bay went to the playoffs, was it last year? And Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson were literally the only two players on that entire team that wanted to win.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you look at this team and you're like, yeah, you're getting wins. You're doing okay stat line wise. But like Marcus Mariota isn't that great this year. Your receiving core kind of sucks. Your run game's okay. Your tight end's great. Your defense is very middle of the road. It's a very okayest team. that's the adjective. They're the most okayest team in the NFL.
I think you're going to start. Okay, well, on the Rams at least, I think you're starting everybody except for Watkins. He's still a risk.
Yeah.
And I think you definitely start the defense if you have him. the Rams defense. But on the Seahawks side, Jimmy Graham let people down 2 weeks in a row now. Baldwin, horrible game. Do you feel good about any Seahawks players against the Cowboys next week? They travel to Dallas against Ezekiel Elliott coming back. I mean, this could be a repeat. This could very well be the same exact game with Elliott running roughshod on them.
No, it couldn't. It couldn't.
You don't think
because
so?
Goff is a superior quarterback to Dak Prescott.
Yeah, but Goff, Lynch. Goff didn't do anything in the first three quarters.
I understand that, but
he didn't need to.
Their defense also isn't nearly as good as the Rams.
That's true. Okay, that's true. So who do you like for the Seahawks next week? Feel safe with anybody in particular?
Baldwin and Graham and Russell Wilson. That's all you can feel good with. All right. I wouldn't even start their defense necessarily. Can I just give you some more breaking news that I just saw? And I'm not really sure how breaking news this is.
All right.
So apparently P. Diddy and Steph Curry are trying to buy the Carolina Panthers, and Colin Kaepernick is also trying to buy them.
Damn it. You scooped me.
Can the owners of the NFL put a stop to this? Not because of Colin Kaepernick's politics, because I honestly couldn't give a shit less.
Don't the owners have some say in who they let into that club?
Yeah.
So, and honestly, dude, I know Diddy has got some money, and I know Curry's got some money, and Kaepernick far, far below that. But there's guys out there that own teams that have 10 to 100 times more capital.
Well, now there's other things saying that P. Diddy and Steph are going to buy the team, and then they're going to sign Colin Kaepernick to back up Newton, or are you going to cut Newton?
Jesus. That'll never happen.
God, I hope this doesn't go through, because you're going to ruin a decent team.
No, it's a way to get into headlines for those guys. It'll never happen. I really don't see that happening. And the thing is, you scooped me, dude, because I was going to say, everybody that listens to the Sleepwire show, let's all kick in a couple bucks and try to buy the Panthers and own it as a community.
Cool.
And we'll put Max as GM. Yep. We'll finally get you that job.
That'd be so sick, dude. I wouldn't even like, I'd be like, guys, give me like whatever is enough to live. I'll just live at the facility.
Eat hot dogs.
They got showers and shit.
Coca-Cola. Yeah, shower in the locker room. Sleep in the luxury box. Wake up every morning. Hit the film room.
Oh, my God. It'd be so crazy. I fire every coach there the second I walked in. Like, gone. Bring in my own people. Chip Jesus. Kelly, where you at? Welcome to being my offensive coordinator.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's talk about the Patriots and the Steelers. This was supposed to be a great game. It was a pretty good game, but damn, the injuries, man. The injuries. Antonio Brown likely to miss some time. Rex Burkhead probably going to miss some time. So I think this is a huge, huge waiver opportunity. If Juju's out there, get him. If Bryant's out there, I think you got to get him. The Steelers go to Houston next week. They just got ripped apart by Blake Bortles. So try to argue with me on this one. I don't think you can.
Not going to.
No, you can't. You can't. On the Patriots side, I mean, what do you say? Deion Lewis looking for more work next week. If Burkhead's out, maybe James White's worth a waiver ad? Possibly?
Yeah.
Didn't see Hogan suit up this week, so still not sure what to make of that. But if Amendola's on the waiver, do you pick him up? They play the Bills next week.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. I mean, it's hard to get into the Patriots. Like, if you have them, you start them.
I mean, this year their running back scheme is to constantly have two running backs going at all time to always keep fresh legs.
Right.
So yeah, if he's out, get White because he's the number three going to be number two.
The Niners and the Titans. We talked a little bit about Mariota being the most okayest quarterback in the NFL, and that's what he was. He looked good, but they seem to just want to run the ball a lot. And I don't think they have a very good running game for the most part. And I don't like this team against the Rams next week. I think you can only really start Delanie Walker and probably Rishard Matthews. The rest of the Titans, I will not start against the Rams next week.
I agree. I honestly wouldn't even start DeMarco or Derek.
DeMarco has been sliding down my roster. I've had him on a team. He's sliding down. He's going from running back to flex.
Well, they're now like a true 50-50 split, which sucks.
To bench, and he is gone. This week, I'm sorry. He's gone. I'm shooting for one of the Pittsburgh wide receivers, if I can grab him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marco's out. Sorry, buddy. not going to the championship game with us this year. The 49ers, though, Garoppolo looked like the trade steal of the year, playing great, and Goodwin benefiting from it with a huge PPR day, even decent standard day for the most part. They play the Jags this week. In the fantasy championship, is the party over for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but yeah, sad. The Jags are just too dominant. And the 49ers, they have a scrappy little team. So if they score a bit, wouldn't be surprised. Goodwin is a very low-end wide receiver 3 flex option for me, like, which sucks. But he's only even an option because of the amount of work he's going to get. I wouldn't touch Hyde. I wouldn't touch Breda. That's it, though. I mean, they're going against a team that's only in the playoffs because their defense is just that good.
Talk about Goodwin a little bit earlier and putting him in that kind of flex position. But now that I look at the matchup, I'm not changing my tune on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even then though, it's like, it's who you have. If you lucked into the championship game, I honestly still might consider Goodwin over AJ Green.
Well, and then that was what we were talking about earlier with Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson versus Goodwin this week. I mean, they both have issues.
Goodwin's in a better boat. Let's put it that way. Goodwin actually has a quarterback throwing to him.
True. Okay. Yeah, and there's always garbage time potential. Let's go to Cowboys and the Raiders. This one came down to the last play. Max, did you see this last play with Derek Carr gutting it out and then that touchback rule?
I did not because I get up extremely early for work, so I was in bed.
Okay. Well, anyways, it was a very heartbreaking end to this game. Derek Carr had an interview before the game, and you know what? The dude just confirmed in my mind that he's got the leadership potential and qualities that you want in a quarterback. Plays hard with heart.
He's a class act.
He really is. He really is. He's a great, great quarterback. Just couldn't get it done this year. They go against the Eagles for the, their second to last game. But for us in fantasy, it's their last game. Left tackle Donald Penn will be out for the season. How does this affect this offense against the Eagles this week? You like Carr still. And no. I think, no?
And it's not even Carr. Like, this whole season is not even Carr's fault.
No.
His receivers suck. Unless you're using Crabtree, don't start anyone else on that team.
Dude, Crabtree had 17 targets this game. He only caught seven.
But you also got to think, every week he throws the ball like 30-plus times. Yeah, yeah. And he completes like 20 passes on average, and usually 10 of them are to Crabtree.
Yeah.
Because no one can catch on that team. The week that Crabtree was out and Cooper was out, it was horrible football. Horrible. Because you're just watching the ball bounce off these receivers' hands, and it's like, come on, guys. Like, it just sucks. Like, Patterson and Seth Roberts are their 2 and 3 receivers after Crabtree and Cooper. I'm not even confident. I'm not even confident in Cooper anymore because he drops everything when he was known for having great hands. Seth Roberts isn't that good of a receiver. Guys who have butter for hands.
So, look, we talked about it earlier, too. We said Carr, Rodgers, Foles, those kind of guys. You're starting maybe not this week, but now you kind of changing my mind on Carr against the Eagles. I don't know, man. A couple of touchdowns.
No, I wouldn't start him.
You think he could get it done for you in a two-quarterback league? Single quarterback, absolutely not. But in a two-quarterback league, he's your second quarterback.
In a 2QB or a super flex league? Because if it's a super flex, I wouldn't even start him.
Yeah, it'd have to be two QB for me as well for that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. In the Cowboys side, I mean, the big news is Ezekiel Elliott's coming back. He made a bet with somebody that's going to rush for 200 yards.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either. And the Cowboys could be missing Tyron Smith again. He got his ankle rolled up in the third quarter, had to leave the game. But I'm stealing a line from you. That being said, the Cowboys need to win. They play a beat-up Seahawks defense. I think you start all your Cowboys this week without question.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's it. It hurts to say, but no, actually, no. I wouldn't start Dez. I wouldn't start Witten, and I wouldn't start. No, that's it. I just wouldn't start Dez and Witten.
Okay. That was a 360. Why wouldn't you start Dez or Witten?
Dak Prescott isn't that good. Seattle's secondary is still okay, and against decent teams, they do fine. Ezekiel Elliott will tear them apart. Cole Beasley will do well because he's quick.
Okay, so you like Beasley over Witten? I can see that. I don't know Beasley over Dez. I'm not sure about that.
I just think if Dez does anything, it's going to be like 3 for 60 and a touchdown. And of that 60 yards, 50 of it's going to come on one pass.
Dez is another guy, like in that AJ Green and Mike Evans category, where like we say you got to start your studs, but at this point he might be riding the pine for a little bit more of a stable floor kind of guy. So we'll probably get some questions about the Cowboys players during the mail sack. That is all we have for the recap. Max, I just want to ask you real quick, is there anybody on the waiver wires that we didn't talk about that you think is worth a look or an add? Well, in that case, a start next week for the championship?
Eli Rogers, maybe. Yeah. Jesse James, maybe.
Yeah.
He got robbed. Travis Benjamin? Oh, it's a tough question. I'd have to see who's in the wire. I could be like, yep, him. No, yes, no. You have a bet. You like what you have is better, because we're talking about for your league. If it's your championship week, it's like two teams you're looking at. These are the only two teams who should be making moves. So it's really dependent. It's not going to be a generalized thing. So I need to see it. That being said, Peyton Barber, I'd give him an ad.
Yeah, I would too.
Eli Rogers, yeah. Speculative ad.
Right.
Because Martavius Bryant kind of has a hotted issue. John Connor, would I be shocked if Steelers didn't start Bell? No.
It's James Connor. But you always call him the guy from The Terminator. It's funny.
Well, he's good, so.
He is. You think they'll sit Bell? Not for the whole game, but maybe.
No. Maybe, I could see the second half.
Yeah, okay.
If they're winning and they don't need to win. Need to win.
God, but you cannot start a guy based on that assumption.
You There's have to see no what way. The coaching plan is. If it's like, hey, you know, just some coaches straight up say it. Second half, Bell's not playing.
Yeah, but I can't make lineup changes in the second half of fantasy.
I'd start a Steelers running back in the second half. I would, as a flex, over like Jay Ajayi or him, I'd probably start him.
You'd start Connor over Ajayi?
Yeah, because Ajayi splits work with two other backs.
And Connor might never see the field.
If they say that Bell is going to be sitting the second half, yeah, well, I would.
All right. If that comes out, like officially comes out, then okay. I'll see.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, that's the thing. That's the deal. Like, at this point in the season, there's not much on the wire that's not going to be out.
I tell you what, pick him up. If your playoffs go to the week 17, pick up Connor for sure. Because there's a very good – I mean, Bell has been used like crazy, and he could certainly use a week off. There's – and the Rams as well. I mean, they may get a break.
If your team has their championship in week 17, call your commissioner, fire him. Get the league owners together, fire that dude.
Vote of no confidence. He's not doing
it right.
Get somebody else in there. All right. Well, that is it for the show today, guys. Don't forget to head over to sleeperwire.com. Check out our rankings podcast. Submit questions through the site. And if you win your championship in your money leagues, we're making a challenge to you guys. Throw us a little percentage. If we helped you out this year, throw us a little percentage to our friend Rob. He's struggling with chronic Lyme disease, and we do all this stuff, the show, the rankings, the live shows, the questions, everything we do for Rob to raise money to help him deal with chronic Lyme disease. So you win any money in your money leagues, 5%, 10%, just a little taste. Donate it to Rob so we can finish the season out strong. And we are always on. All the champions of the Sleepwire Show are on all the time. Happy to help you on the Fantasy Life app and also the Sleeperbot app. So download the Sleeperbot app. Get to the Sleepwire channel. You can find Max at MaxSW. I am at SWSteve and at Sleeperwire. You can find us there. Also on Twitter at Sleepwire Show. And don't forget to tune into the live mail sack this Wednesday starting at 7:30 p.m. We take your questions from the apps, and we also take live phone calls. We'll get you all ready to go with your start set questions for week 16. Don't forget, there are games on Saturday.
Along with the mail sack, if people could just tweet at us some awesome championship week trash talk or just stories in general.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
That would be cool. And we will chat with you next week right here, same time. Good luck.
Good luck.
The champions from the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper Wire on Dash.